Miriam. On the edge of the circle, practicing quiet, looking in, leaning in on the oafs and smilers, she can feel an emptiness an inch everywhere off her skin, the hum only she can hear of the stranger within who longs for the circle to circle her. She sees how the beauties and talkers make the circle shape to their ambitions, while her appetites call out for woods and books, birds, anything under sky, weather and winter when she has it to herself, the land swimming around her. These become her territories, her flowering sweeps. She would slip from her dorm in strong winds for encompassing fields and walk in looping figures, her face up for clouds, and feel her loneliness sharpen, this bearable ache becoming a nature in her. But she longed for men whose faces were as closed as the dark hulls of ships, their immense force brushing past her. Family became a relief. That's all. Miriam grew to wear her hair in the tight accepted style, take the offered job, drink too much some nights, bear up under the mute cascade of years. She dreamed once about lions. She saw their eyes reflect moonlight on the savannah, starlight too. Lions, eyes gleaming stars. She tried sometimes before sleep or on rambling drives to separate the lost from the never ventured, to measure accretions of pleasure, and discovered a weight that lifted when she walked out to the ardent air that always waited for her. Before her death, one lucid morning, she remembered a sun-steeped wren bending a grass stem into shadow, a fluttering sun shape as it settled, but she could no longer tell them, so she wept at its beauty. The aides wiped her eyes, spoke quietly, and, unconsciously kind, rolled her chair to a window that gave her a spectacle of lawn, half a compass view of sky, and swaying through the glass, one who smiled at her alone, bearing over his right shoulder a lion-maned son.